Examining the pieces. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The Navy is using an underwater unmanned vehicle to photograph and track debris from the Chinese spy balloon, some of which is already in the hands of federal authorities.
Debris collected from the spy ship began arriving earlier today at FBI labs in Quantico, Virginia. The call sign of the pilot who brought down the balloon was Frank 01. His wingman was Luke 01. Frank Luke was a World War I Medal of Honor recipient who shot down 17 German enemy surveillance balloons.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. President Biden says he wanted to shoot it down as soon as it entered U.S. airspace, but military commanders recommended holding off until it was over water. The controlled release of toxic chemicals from five train cars that derailed near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border continues. East Palestine, Ohio Mayor Trent Conaway says he's not sure how long residents will need to stay away from the area.
We just ask everybody to stay out. We still don't know. We have to wait till the fires die down. The railroad and their contractors will have to go in, inspect the area.
All residents within a one-mile radius of the derailment were advised to evacuate. At least 4,000 people are dead after two strong earthquakes struck on the Turkey-Syria border.
The first, a 7.8 magnitude, hit early Monday morning. The second, a 7.7 magnitude, hit hours later. This disaster has turned towns into mountains of rubble as rescue teams search for survivors in the bitter cold. More than 20 countries, including the U.S., have pledged aid to support the rescue effort. The death toll is expected to rise.
Fox's Alex Hogan. The quakes were felt as far away as Cairo, Egypt. President Biden called Turkey's President Erdogan to express condolences and offer assistance. The White House said it was sending search and rescue teams to support Turkey's efforts. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An Arizona rancher charged with murder in a killing near the U.S.-Mexico border.
The Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office confirms 73-year-old George Allen Kelly, an Arizona rancher who lives near the state's border with Mexico, is charged with first-degree murder in the fatal shooting of a man officials believe to be a Mexican citizen. Kelly arrested after the shooting in Kino Springs last week. He is being held in county jail with bail set at $1 million and is expected back in court on Wednesday. It's unclear if the two men knew each other. Officials have yet to share details on a motive, but say they believe the 48-year-old victim lived just south of the border, citing a Mexican voter registration card he had on him. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Postal workers in Britain have called off a strike planned for February 16th and 17th in a longstanding dispute over pay after receiving legal challenges by the Royal Mail Group. But tens of thousands of nurses and ambulance staff have walked off the job today in what unions say is the biggest strike in the history of the country's public health system. City workers showed up for a rally in Portland, Oregon yesterday, but it turned into a celebration as a deal is made there ending a strike.
The city of Portland says talks with the Portland City Laborers Union for more than 12 hours of mediation on Saturday leads to an agreement on Sunday. Union Rep. James O'Loughlin.
This is a contract the city might not feel great about right now, but is going to be happy with long term.
It's a 4-year deal, according to the city, that's retroactive to July of 2022 and includes a minimum 13% salary increase for all PCL workers. The contract must be voted on by the union over the coming week. If voted down, O'Loughlin says negotiations will continue. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Fox Broadcasting says in-game ads for Super Bowl 57 have all been sold. The Super Bowl is advertising's biggest stage, as more than 100 million people expected to watch. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.